Well, I'm going to just say that I'm really glad that you mentioned that there's no one AI system, which makes that question difficult to answer from the outset. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason I wanted to start this chat with the components of AI is that each and every single one of those includes bias and blind spots. Mm-hmm. And to encounter those and to realize those in each and every single system differently is one part of it. What we're just starting to see is when these AI systems are starting to scale up and connect. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to be in a whole other different world of trying to figure out where those biases, blind mm-hmm. spots are. Mm-hmm. In answer to your question, I think we're going to need a lot more of people who can bridge the technologists and the policymakers, which we talked about in the quantum mm-hmm. session. There's going to be a need to actually be aware and unpack some of those mm-hmm. assumptions, biases. Some of them are just, one of my favorite stories is a particular dating service. I don't know if you know this story. And the man who ran it was actually taken to court because somebody really wanted to date women who were taller than him. Mm-hmm. And even before the judge, he said, I don't understand why anyone would want to date tall women because the algorithm just matched you with shorter women. And these are, I mean, it's a very generic example to match up with the other reference to dating this morning, but we have these assumptions yeah. that are inherent yeah. in all of us, and they're not even just, I mean, they're cultural, but they're also individual, they're mm-hmm. discipline-based, mm-hmm. they're experience-based, and they're going to need to be unpacked and thought about because they're going to have unintended consequences.